It must have been around 3 o'clock in the morning. I heard several odd rustling sounds coming from the general vicinity of the feed shed. The general vicinity, let us say. Rustling sounds, then voices. Maybe I should have stayed out of it and let events take their course, but, well, you know me. I'm not the kind of dog who's good about waiting. Give me action. So it will come as no surprise that I shifted into stealthy crouch mode and began creeping towards the feed shed. It puzzled me that I had heard voices. See, by its very nature, the word voices suggests more than one suspect. It's puerile, purple, puerid, fooey. Voices is the plural of voice, don't you see? And you can't have two voices coming from one suspect. Well, I guess you could if some nut was down there putting on a show and doing different voices, but that wasn't likely. So yes, this gave me an important clue in the case. We had multiple suspects. If that was Eddie down there, he'd brought some of his buddies with him. This caused me some concern. I mean, Eddie had these two cousins, Harley and Choo-Choo, big guys who thought they were pretty tough. And the bad news was that they were tough. I tangled with them a couple of times and, well, those hadn't been happy experiences for me. Maybe I should have dropped the case and gone to bed, but I crept on through the inky black inkiness of the darkness. 50 feet from the shed, I stopped and listened. I could hear voices clearly now. Junior, hush! I know what I'm a-doing.
But Pa...
Quit talking so loud. There's dogs around here, and we don't want to get them stirred up. The last thing we need is a bunch of noisy, yapping dogs, so hush up.
But Pa, I don't think you ought to go in that shed.
Why? Junior, we've been working these roads and ditches for 2 weeks. And what did we get?
Well, one little mouse.
That's right. 2 weeks' work for one sorry little mouse. Son, two buzzards can't stay in business like that. We need grub, serious grub.
But the shed's dark and spooky.
Spooky? I'll show you spooky. Looky here at my ribs sticking out like an I don't know what. Son, your poor old daddy is wasting away, and I'm going into that shed to look for grub.
Well, okay, but watch out for a ghost.
Ghost? Junior, I'm a ghost. I'm a ghost of my former self. I'm a ghost of a healthy, well-fed American buzzard. Now you stand guard in this tree. I'm going inside.
Okay, Pa. Whatever you say.
Did you hear that conversation? You probably think it came from a gang of thuggish raccoons, right? Well, I got a big surprise. Those voices came from Wallace and Junior, the buzzards.